Say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I do have eyes.
I do have eyes.
And they hear. And they see.
They see.
And I have ears and they hear.
And I have ears and they hear.
And my heart does perceive.
And my heart does perceive.
This word is for me.
This word is for me.
Amen. We're going back to where we were on Sunday. And we're going to kind of flow with the verse that we closed with, which is verse 13. Judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful. Mercy triumphs over judgment. So, I want you to be aware that St. James is kind of on a quest to wake up the saints. Because verse 14 says, what good is it, my brothers, if a man claims to have faith but have no deeds?
Come on.
Can such faith save him? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to him, go, I wish you well, keep warm and well fed, but does nothing about his physical need, what good is it? Mm-hmm. In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by what I do. You believe that there is one God. Good. Even the demons believe that and shudder. Notice he points out that they shudder. And you have to remember that I've shared with you several times, 2 Timothy 1:7, God did not give you a spirit of fear. He gave you power, love, and a sound mind. So where does the fear come from? The demonic kingdom shudders when you open your mouth.
Jesus.
The demonic kingdom shudders when you decide to do what God tells you to do. He will try to stifle you with thoughts, actions, and all kinds of emotions. Verse 20. You foolish man, do you want evidence that faith without deeds is useless? Was not our ancestor Abraham considered righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see that his faith and his actions were working together. And his faith was made complete by what he did. Abraham is our father of faith, but we should also add, he's a father of action.
Yes, he is.
Because he acted on the instructions that he received. He could have argued with the Lord. He had all kinds of options. But he obeyed in spite of what he was probably feeling in his emotions. 23. And the scripture was fulfilled that says Abraham believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness. So when you choose to believe God and you don't waver, but you stick to it, God will look at you and say, yeah. Okay. We got to pause on the message because I'm getting a vision that I didn't expect to go into. This particular day is kind of an anniversary date for me.
Today?
February 5. It's not something I normally talk about. But the Holy Spirit has been kind of spilling over. I think that's probably why my head is pressured. I've been waiting for this day. And back in 1986, a woman of God that was very close to me came to one of the services at Grace Church of Christ. I was sitting in one of the pews, and the word of knowledge came to this woman. She was filled with the Holy Ghost, and she declared a word over me. And I'm not going to repeat the word, but I am going to say that it caused such a stir in the church that the person who was leading the service reprimanded the lady publicly, insulting this lady, which then she says, "I'm never coming back here," and blah, blah, blah. And she was highly offended because she knew that when God gives something, if you don't give it, it's not a good choice. You're disobeying the Lord. She stepped out in faith and believed, and then she got scolded publicly. So I reminded her that everything that's spoken to me has to be confirmed in two or three witnesses. That word was confirmed Sunday. Exact. I mean, you can slice it any way you want, but the exact same words were spoken on Sunday. I'm not trying to give credit to anybody. I'm just trying to show you how God works. 1986 to 2019. Got it? Tonight, it was confirmed again, word for word. So, do you think I got the clue? Three times confirms. Before the service started, I made a note in my Bible, in my little pad. And I said, "Lord, you know, I know this is an anniversary date, but it would be nice if you would confirm yourself to me." Wow. Oh, yeah. So what I am saying to you is, you know, be diligent with the Lord. Holy Spirit is not offended when you just don't have the courage to buy what was spoken over you because it is too far to maybe the right or to the left of your thinking. And believe me, I've got a lot of this stinking thinking that can pull me off base.
Amen.
And so have you. But the word that I'm giving you tonight is faith without works. Faith without obedience and speaking it out is
dead.
God tonight made it clear. I know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, Abraham believed God. Now I can tell you that Kim believed God. And it was credited to him as righteousness. And he was called God's friend. You see
wow,
that a person is justified by what he does, not by faith alone. In the same way, was not even Rahab the prostitute considered righteous for what she did when she gave lodging to the spies and set them off in a different direction? As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead. So what am I saying? When you have a word and you don't speak it, the person that should be receiving that word never gets to have the confirmation that was planned by the Lord.
Wow.
And you are holding back a blessing because of your own fear tactics.
Come on.
Or your own underestimating what God wants to do through you.
Mm-mm-mm.
There's a purpose for his word to come to you, and there's a purpose for you to speak the word.
Amen.
And without the spoken word, you have no creation.
Amen.
Okay. Now I want you to just close your eyes and put one hand over your heart. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
I heard this word tonight.
I heard this word tonight.
And I want the confirmations.
And I want the confirmations.
It's not all about Pastor Kim.
Not all about Pastor Kim.
We're a little jealous.
We're a little jealous.
We want. Confirmation.
Confirmation.
Upon confirmation.
Upon confirmation.
So that we will know.
So that we will know.
That you have a plan for me.
That you have a plan for me.
And it's a righteous plan.
And it's a righteous plan.
It's an awesome plan.
It's an awesome plan.
It might pull me out of my silly box. Or my fear-filled box.
Or my fear-filled box.
I don't want a bout of fear anymore.
I don't want a bout of fear.
Because it doesn't come from God.
Because it doesn't come from
God. It's okay if the demons shudder.
It's okay if the demons shudder.
But I'm not going to shudder.
But I'm not going to shudder.
Because I'm not under their kingdom.
Because I'm not under their kingdom.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For confirming your word.
For confirming your word.
With signs and wonders.
With signs and wonders.
For me.
For me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You got it. If you don't share some hugs with each other, you'll be in disobedience to me. How's that? Obedience to me. How's that? Obedience to me. How's that? Obedience to me. How's that?